sit at Pathways Clubhouse and enjoy lunch there as well. So welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning. So Pathways Clubhouse, just to give you a brief overview, is we've been serving the city of Richmond for the past 35 years, and we're part of Clubhouse International that serves 350 clubhouses around the world in 30 countries. We're a community-based mental health services and supports that provides for people living with mental health issues with housing, employment, education, physical wellness, social, and because of the initiative that you guys have done with us, our new youth and young adult program. When coming into the clubhouse, we can be compared to a community center where members and staff work together to operate, where all of the members' needs are met that are community-based, and that our goal is that you do not need us anymore. And we're also open every day of the year. Oh, there we go. So we noticed that some of our younger members who were joining Pathways were somewhat transient, and when they came in, they got what they wanted, and then they left. They weren't able to benefit from many of the things that we had to offer. And so we reached out, and I just saw you here, Henry. One of our first initiatives, we were seeking out support from our community, trying to understand what needed to happen. And I remember, Henry, we had a meeting with you and our team to help us, like, understand how could we be of service to younger folks in the community to be of interest to them, whether or not they had mental health issues. We asked our young members, what was of interest to you? What would make you come into our clubhouse? And the main theme was that the social activities, education, and social media. We also noticed that a lot of our members have come into the clubhouse who are from high schools in Richmond community, and they come in and say, I know you from, you know, Stevenson High or Palmer or Richmond High, but I didn't know that you had a mental illness. So we would ask them, what would have been helpful when you were in high school, knowing about each other? And what they said was that if we knew that they had a mental health issue, and to reduce the stigma attached to mental illness as well. And so, because of your support in this past 7 months, we're now partnering with several other nonprofits led by Richmond Addiction Services to create a foundry, which be a youth-focused center for youth age 12 to 24, one center that offers a variety of health and wellness resources. We also started, because of listening to our younger folks too, starting a newscast, a podcast to help reduce stigma associated with mental illness, and also to be able to create short videos as well. And since October of the start of this initiative, we've had 23 new members join Pathways Clubhouse to become part of the Youth and Young Adult program. Three of those members have returned to school, and four of them are now employed. Our biggest challenge that we're experiencing is in regards to our mental wellness clubs, trying to get into the high schools as well, and trying to get into, create these mental wellness clubs, whether or not you had a mental health issue or not. And we want to get in there to be of support to help reduce stigma. Too often we hear of the suicide rates of young people in high schools, and that many people not being aware. And we want to be able to reduce those statistics as well. And to just show you some of our initiatives as well too, social programs are very important to our younger folks as well, with our outdoor activities, go-karting. One time they let me play, even though I might not have been of the age, but they love to dance, and that's inside our clubhouse as well too. And also some of our members returning to school, Vancouver Community College, and some getting their GED as well through our internal supports. Our new newscast, where our members are able to create an internal newscast talking about our services and using our own audio-video equipment. And then our new podcast, being out live, being able for our youth to be able to share about mental health and issues and challenges. And we do know that we must be doing something right as well, too. Even though we started the initiative beforehand, some of you were able to attend our business breakfast where we had one of our younger folks, Samuel, who shared his story of suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder and tics. And he joined Pathways, and his interest in it was with our youth and young adult program. He tried a couple transitional employment jobs, which he completed, and then took on the initiative of getting a part-time job at Home Depot, and is now, after 7 months, working full-time. And his goal is to return to school because he wants to work in a more administrative role. We're now meeting with more people out in the community who are not part of Pathways Clubhouse, both in the high school and university students, wanting to find out from them, what would you want? And most recently, I just read in the Richmond News as well, several teens had created this mental health workshop, and how to take, and the workshop was about how to take care of yourself to combat stress and anxiety. And a student who is in grade 9 spoke of her own mental health challenges and how she's starting to reduce the stigma. So change is happening. Because of your support, we know that you're going to be making a difference in many people's lives. And at Pathways Clubhouse, we're so grateful for what you're doing for our community as well.